Hello and welcome. This is Margaret Nichols, and this is day one of our 7 days of awakening meditation experience. I am so excited to be here for you. I want to thank you for taking the time to join me in this and to delve into yourself and your psyche and your mind and your heart a little bit more. I think it's going to be very valuable for all of us. And so let me give you a little bit of overview of how it will look. So every day you'll get this little MP3 in your email, and I'll chat for a few minutes about our theme and topic of the day, and then we'll go into a guided meditation. And I really want these 7 days to be succinct and efficient and a practice that's really going to serve you, to inspire you to continue to go into yourself and to take these practices on into your life. And so for that reason, I want to be efficient. I don't want to talk about myself a lot. I do speak about myself because I'll give instances from my own life. But if you want to know my whole story and my background, you can go to my site. There's 8 years of blog posts on awakening with hundreds of thousands of words. You can Google stalk me and find a ton of interviews. Go to my Insta page or Facebook or whatever. But I really want to hold the practice here, the space for only that, for just this practice, for just these teachings, and not my entire story, okay? But that being said, I have been teaching for 12 years, and in the 12 years, the world has become completely discombobulated. It's really funny because in our spiritual practice, I remember when 2012 was approaching and everyone was so excited about it and they thought it was going to be this huge turning point and this awakening shift in the world. And it was, but it wasn't the awakening shift to end our suffering. It was kind of the awakening shift to begin it. You know, things have only gone more bananas in the last 6 years than less bananas. And everything is really coming up to be unearthed. And so these practices, this time that we're going to spend together, are just really simple tools for us to be able to hold all of that, hold all of it, and hold it with love and compassion for ourselves, to be brighter, sexier, more clear human beings. And that's really about it. So as you go through these 7 days, and I hope you continue on them with me, I want you to be aware of the pattern of growth. Growth always operates on the same curve, whether that's this 7 days together or when I teach a course, whether it's a day or it's 2 days or it's a week, however long that course or that teaching is, there's always the same growth curve that happens. So it's kind of like going to the gym. You know, when you decide to start a new workout program or you want to go to the gym, at the beginning, you're so excited to start. And the first day you're there, you're all inspired, maybe you're pushing yourself a little bit. Day two, maybe you're a little sore, you know, things got kicked up a little bit, some lactic acid happening in your muscles, it's a little harder to get there. Maybe things are coming up, confronting yourself about how not healthy you are, or how things aren't operating as smoothly as they used to. And by day three or four, maybe you consider abandoning it. But if you stick through it and you allow those confrontations to kind of come up and you hold them gracefully and gently, by day five, you're like, hey, does my ass look a little tighter, you know, and that's kind of a metaphor for what's going to be happening here. I can't guarantee that your ass will get tighter, although that would be a really amazing side effect. It might, I'm not sure. But that's the idea. You know, if you stick through it, you're with it, you're going to get results. So I've been teaching and studying for quite some time, but I'm a human being. I am not an enlightened master. I have desires and I have flaws, but the whole point of doing this kind of work, the more you do it, the more you get to know yourself and your mind, its limitlessness and its limitations. And what happens is you just become a clearer, more defined version of yourself. We're not trying to make you anything that you're not supposed to be. It's almost like you're connecting with your dharma, your destiny of what you came here to be and do in this world. And you can really begin to curate the kind of life you want when you have that kind of awareness and those kinds of choices. And perhaps even more importantly, you can bounce back more quickly when what you wanted didn't happen, because that's the stuff that really trips us up in life. I know we're not in the same room together, one-on-one. We're not in a rented studio or some exotic retreat, but I want it to be said that this is a virtual safe space. Right? So I hold that kind of energetic bond between us as something really, truly sacred. And in that being said, this is a judgment-free zone. So I don't care who you are, how you operate in life. I care who you are in your being, but I don't care about who you're sleeping with, how much money you make. I don't care what you're addicted to, who you love, who you're obsessed about. Everyone is welcome here. I don't care who you voted for, where you come from. Truly, this is that safe space that you can come as you are. The only thing that we're trying to do here is shine a little brighter who we actually are with some clarity and love for other people, for ourselves, and that's it. Without further ado, today we're going to be talking about the mind. And the mind is a bitch. The mind's always running. Conditioning is part of the mind, and freeing ourselves from conditioning is essential to awakening. So awakening is a detachment from the mind, from the small, ego-based self to a larger, broader perspective. The more we can live from that larger universal perspective, the more we get out of our own way. And I'm going to talk more about what that universal perspective is in a couple of days. But for now, when we talk about the mind and meditation, the number one thing is we're not trying to get the thoughts to stop. And that's a big misconception about meditation, that that's the goal, first of all, or that if we're successful in meditation, the thoughts do stop, and they don't. They continue to keep going. And so we understand that by examining them and sitting with them, they also might kick up a bit. Like they were always kind of in the background. We didn't realize they were unconscious. And when we sit still, they get louder. And so that's why meditation is so challenging. And that might happen in the couple coming days for you as you start to pay more attention to what's going on kind of inside your inner world. So as we go into these guided meditations, know that thoughts are going to come in and out. You're going to get distracted. You're going to have spaced out and not have listened to what I said for a couple seconds or a couple minutes or whatever. And so each time you catch yourself doing that, just bring yourself back to my voice, bring yourself back to the task at hand. And that really, in essence, is the complete practice. Although, you know, millions of words have been, you know, written about it, spoken about it on podcasts, all over the place. But that is really the core of the practice. And to say that we want to sit still and just be with our mind, or that our mind is controlling us, or we want to detach from it, sometimes that's very confrontational for people, especially really smart, brilliant, successful people, which kind of tend to get attracted to my work because I'm a little bit of a fast-talking New Yorker. And the detachment from the mind is confrontational because they think, oh, but I want my mind, and I want to use it, and I have to use it to work and to provide for my family and to be successful and just to enjoy life. But the thing is, sometimes we let ourselves go into our thoughts. We will purposely fantasize about something, or we're unconsciously working something out in the shower. You know, we're not trying to eliminate that. Those things aren't bad. They're a function of the mind. But if we're always in fantasy, or we're always something working out in the mind, then the mind is driving us. And this spiritual practice, or this meditation practice, this awakening practice, is about us being able to drive the mind. Whenever we go into those spaces, we're not present to the moment. So they serve their purpose, but we're out of the present moment because we're not paying attention to washing our hair, for instance. We're working out a problem in our office. And what happens when we do that and we don't take time to cultivate the space about really being present, what happens is we're somewhere where we want to be present and we can't be. Has that ever happened to you? Like you're at your best friend's wedding and they're about to say their vows, but you're irritated at something that happened with your boyfriend, and that's what's running in your head instead of being super happy that they're about to commit themselves to life for each other. Or you're in the middle of sex and you're distracted about something at work and you want to be there and be with your girlfriend or boyfriend or husband or wife or whomever, and you're thinking about a work thing and you can't enjoy it. You're completely distracted. And you want, of course, to be there in the moment and enjoy it and not have that stuff there. But it's just like a, you know, like a sticky post-it note on your mind keeps dragging you back in there. Or similarly, you can see something on Instagram. You know, a friend is something, shares a success story about something with work or their relationship, or they're having a baby, and you want to be super happy for him or for her. But there's jealousy that comes up in you. And, you know, sometimes we're so asleep to how we interact in the world that we don't even recognize that as jealousy, or we don't even recognize that we're distracted. We get caught up in those things. And then later we kind of beat ourselves up for it because we weren't present. When we let the mind run, it runs us. whatever it wants to do. And so cultivating this space and the practice and the presence, then we have the capacity to be present when we want to be. Then we can choose to be in fantasy, or we can choose to work out a problem, or, you know, have it flow through us in for giving a presentation. But we can make that choice. If the mind is running us, we don't have the choice to make. And one more thing to be said is that how we are functioning with the mind here operates with both positive and negative thoughts. So it's very easy to not want negative thoughts, obviously, and it's very easy to want positive thoughts. But the mind is so effing tricky that even as we're trying to play with it, then it'll go into a positive thing, right? So we'll be sitting in silence, we're practicing it, and the negative things, we're letting go of them, and we're surrendering, and we're doing such a great job. And then positive things come in, like the mind telling you, oh, you're doing such a great job, you did a great job letting go. And then you get caught up in that, right? You get caught up in that discussion and that conversation with your mind. And so as these thoughts come up in you, I want you to approach both what we would label as the positive or the negative with equal weight. So don't hang on to the positive and try to push the negative away. Let both of them go. So today we're going to do a super simple practice of presence. I'm just going to guide you to be where you are. This is something you can take with you. It's free, 24/7. You don't need any fancy cushions or Palo Santo or crystals or chanting. And as much as I love all of those things and I use all of those things, this is really it. This is baseline. If you did nothing else but this practice for 5 to 10 minutes a day, your life would drastically change in the consciousness with which you see the world. And I know that's a drastic statement, so try it and prove me wrong. Okay, so wherever you are, if you can, close your eyes. If you're commuting to work or driving or walking down the street and you can't close your eyes, I still encourage you to take this practice and do it now. Because if you don't do it now, you might not get to it later. And the idea is of awareness, so it doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be a perfect setting. But if you can, settle down somewhere and close your eyes so you can go inward. And with your eyes closed, just take a nice deep breath into your body. And maybe take one more nice deep breath into your body. And wherever you came from, wherever you're going to after this, wherever you're on your way to, just allow that to be there in the future or in the past. Letting it go, letting it drop behind you. And bring your awareness to right now, to where you're sitting or standing or driving or walking. And as you start to bring your attention inwards to this inner life that you have inside yourself, you start to see these words and things hook you into different conversations, to-do lists, or where you're going to have lunch or anything like that. Allow that to come and then just allow it to go. And keep focusing back on yourself, on your voice, my voice, your breath. And now bring your awareness to the physical environment right around you. So, what's the temperature of the air? Can you feel the air hit your skin? Is it warm, moist? Perhaps it's dry, cold? Is there a breeze? Is it still? Really notice your environment around you. And no need to comment further on just the noticing of what it is. It will change moment to moment, day to day. And as you feel your environment around you, allow yourself to sink a little deeper into your skin and into your cells and just below your skin. And whether you're sitting or standing or lying down, notice how firm the ground or the chair or the car or the earth is beneath you, how it holds you. And as it holds you, how you can relax a little bit more, knowing that you're not going to fall into the center of the earth at this moment, that you're cool right here. You can let go a little bit more. And another nice deep breath into your body. And bring your attention even further into your body, right into the center of your chest. In the center of your chest, right to the left of the center of your chest, is your physical heart. And in the center of your chest is your energetic heart that has a force field that actually operates outside your body. And just connect to the physical space of your heart. If you want, you can even put a hand on that space, like really bringing your attention there. Such an emotional space for us. But for now, we're noticing. That's it. There's nothing to do. There's no way to do it wrong. All we're doing is paying attention. And as you allow yourself to drift deeper into yourself and your inner world and your body, notice what gets kicked up. Notice how you have thoughts and judgments about who I am. You have thoughts and judgment about this music, or whether this is working or not, or anything in the world, really. Maybe you're not even thinking about me. You're already on to the next thing that you're doing. And notice how those thoughts come in, and whether they're positive or negative. Again, just see them, notice them. I caught you. That's a thought. Cool. Just sit in the background. Right now, I'm like breathing into my heart. And take another deep breath there. Another nice breath into your heart. And we start with the simplest practice. All we're going to do is count to 10. And all we're going to do is count to 10 five times together in this quiet place inside our heart. And as you count to 10 silently inside yourself, you can just notice how challenging it is to do that. So if you find that you've stopped counting to 10, and you've gotten distracted, each time just bring it back to the number and you can just hop right back on the highway to where we are and join us to go to the next number. There's no need to beat yourself up about it. Just hop right back on. That's the practice. So we'll start 1 to 10, five times together. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And take another deep breath inside your heart. And exhale. And in your own time, you can bring yourself back outside of yourself. Open up your eyes. Wiggle around a little bit. See, now that wasn't so hard, was it? And you might be wondering, now, why are we doing this? What is this all about? How is that going to do anything? But I promise you, if you stick with this and stick with me here for these few days, you will see a change in the way that you operate in the world. So just give it a shot. You got nothing to lose. I'd love to spend it. I'm really honored to share these 7 days with you. And for the rest of the day, just notice your thoughts as they come up. You know, notice if as you get hooked in, maybe you can let them go for a second. And when you catch yourself in a thought spiral, bring it back to your body, just like we did. All you need to do is bring it back to your body, bring it back to your breath. You can bring it back. You can do the counting. Just be with yourself. And that might kick something up. So whatever that kicks up, then be with that too. If you enjoyed this time together and want to share it with your friends, I would love that. Please do so. The more people that wake up, the more gorgeous a place this earth can be. Look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Namaste.